Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, marketing farm products is a delicate task, if you will, and there is a collaboration for produce growers in South Carolina.
Well, you're right. We talk a lot about collaborative efforts on behalf of farmers, and I think we've talked about the Northeast before, that we've been involved there for over 40 years. Well, there's a Southeast Produce Council as well that brings together producers from across the Southeast and retailers and promoters and advocates like ourselves, and we had a hand in helping it get started about 17 years ago. So they just had a meeting in Florida. It's a good time to just talk about what they do.
All right. Now, they are actually run out of the department.
Well, that's right. Martin Eubanks was originally on their board of directors, and now Sonny Dickinson is on parts of their committees. We have been involved in lots of ways bringing up what they call some of the young stars, I guess they call them, with some of the development programs in the retail business. We've hosted tours to have them see some farms across the state. We're involved in some scholarship programs, really a broad-based effort to educate and bring in the new growers into a bigger picture so that, you know, they can draw from each other.
Now, the council is also nurturing those professionals that are not only growing produce, but marketing produce.
Well, that's right. And that's where that program called Step Up, which means a long phrase, but basically looking for those new produce managers and buyers and even farmers to step up to that next level, to be a part of our industry, help lead this organization, but really try to work so that we're addressing the consumer of the future, not quite the same as it was when this organization was formed. So we want to stay ahead of it. And this larger effort helps South Carolina farmers by having them see what some of our neighbors are doing, what the retailers want to hear. So it's one of our ways of really working behind the scenes to help South Carolina farmers.
This group also awards a couple of scholarships.
Yeah, I'm very proud of that, in that we have two young men that we're connected with who've been given scholarships going on to a land-grant university. One young man named Macaulay Frierson, I remember he worked with us last summer as an intern. And then Jacob Barnes, also connected with us because he has been to the Commissioner School of Agriculture. So again, the young stars that are out there, we want to keep them in our industry. We want to help them develop and be some of the leaders in the years to come.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.